Blog Talk Radio.
Chosen people of our Father in heaven. He said that we were made from the ground, and I have been looking for other ground where it's right. There is no other ground found as of yet that is right. So it's us. We are his chosen people. And I am just finding that out last week. When I read chapter 7, I found it out for myself. I know where to go in the Bible, and so do you, sheep, to know where you can find it. You can find it in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 and 7. You'll find out that you are the chosen ones. We are the chosen ones. We have been lied to. You have read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. Chapter 2 and verse 9. Let me find it right quick for myself so I can tell you, sheep, the way that you should read it. You should read it in Revelation, and the Revelation is spelled R-E-V-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. There is no S on it. I just did Revelation, but it's not Revelations. It's Revelation without an S on the end. Chapter 2, verse 9 says, I know your works, your tribulations, and their poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews. They are not, but are the children of the synagogue of Satan. What is it, sheep, that you don't understand? Will your mind finally open up as mine did? Mine did in October, seemed like of last year. I started concentrating and remembering stuff better. It's also, I'm going to tell you exactly where you can find it. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9. Also, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 9. And let me read it to you so that you'll know what it says. It says, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which are they which," let me read verse 9 again. Chapter 3 of Revelation, it says, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which they say they are Jews, and they are not, but do lie." What is that you don't understand about that sheep? I'm telling you, our Bible is making known to who we are. All these other people of other nations are putting us down, using the byword nigger and niggerous, but we're not. We are the children of our Heavenly Father. Remember that. And yes, I did tell you that where you can find it. And you can, above that, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, I want you to read that for yourselves too. I will tell you, I will read it for you quickly. This dispels the lie about the who is Jesus Christ. It tells you, Revelation 1, verse 14, his head and his hair were white like wool. Does Jesus Christ, the white picture, have hair like wool? No, it doesn't. You know it for yourself. As white as snow, and his eyes were as the flame of fire. Verse 15, and his feet likened to fine brass. You know, brass is like brown, like my feet, brown, as if they were burned in the furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Read it for yourselves, children. You don't have much time. At least, I don't think you do. And I'm reading in the book of Deuteronomy. I think I left off in chapter 10. And I'm going to start in chapter 10 and read as much as I can. I usually start out with a closing prayer or a verse of some kind. Let me find what my grandpa used to read to me or to anyone who would listen. And I think that is a wonderful verse. It is Psalms chapter 1. And that's where I'm going to start reading. Of course, you sheep know. You've heard it many times. I have read it to you many times. You should know. It says, Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And the scornful, that means that you are turning up your nose and saying or saying something that's hurting someone's feeling, or you're being scornful to them. You should not have done this. That's an example I'm using. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. What do you not understand about that, sheep? And those who are not sheep and are listening, you should find your delight in the law of the Lord. Our Father, even though we are the chosen one, our Father will accept you. That's how good he is. But the devil will accept you and lead you into lies or unrighteousness. You're supposed to do what our Father has ordered you to do or commanded you to do. You do it whether it makes you feel ashamed or not. You're obeying your Father. And his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And that means like a wither. You know how you grow old and maybe start slimming over, turning over, or dry up like grass does. You will not wither. That's what it says here. And who and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Have you seen something flying in the air? That's like a chaff flying away. It's flying around in the air. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of righteousness. That's why I stay home most of the time. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I've read to you Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. I pray that our Father open up your mind, your eyes, and ears so that you can understand what is being said to you today. We are the chosen one. Act like it. Don't go around killing people. We are the progressive, and they are the recessive. That's why they're trying to destroy us. They don't want us around. They're, in fact, trying to write a God, an alternative Bible. That's a man-made thing. We have the real thing for now. I don't know how much longer. I think I read somewhere in the Bible that they are going to get rid of it. Find out the truth about what's going on for yourself. Our Father is telling us in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, that we are his people. And he also tells us in Job, this woman, Potiphar's wife, I think it was, Joseph was sold to these people who were traveling in a band, and so Joseph out of the well, out of the deep hole to those people, and Potiphar bought Joseph as one of his men servants. And Joseph did things so well that his wife told a story. I guess other women seeing how black men are built and how fine they are. They are wanting to tell a lie on them. And she said that, what did she say? That whatever she said, that not Egyptian, but, oh, my Father in heaven, make me remember, is tried to rape her when he did not. When he ran away from her, he left his coat. And she said that, let me see. That Israelite tried to rape her when he did not. See, that was a woman, another nation woman, lying on our black men. She is the first one that started that lying. And now these women, they want to marry them. Look at this rapper who married one, you know. And look at this basketball player who married one. They don't know what's in the Bible, or they have not read it. And if they had read it, I am sure that they would have not married the people of the other races. They're talking about replacement theology. That's what I was looking for to find with the book called Black People. The book is the Bible. I urge you to go and get a Bible as fast as you can, because Satan will try to block you. He will try to block you. Let's have a quick word of prayer to our Heavenly Father, not to that Satan who wants to rise above, higher than our Father. But he cannot and he will not. And don't you be fooled and think that you can. You're sending all these people up into space trying to find, I don't know what you're looking for, another place that's like Earth. Well, I hope you find one, and I hope that you all go to it and leave this Earth for us black folks. Now I'm speaking from the heart. I shouldn't say that, but the way you have treated us. And the Bible says that when we leave, when he comes back, you are going to be treated just as you treated us. We are going to pay you back the way that you mistreated us. We're going to mistreat you. And some of you, many of you probably will die rather than to serve our Father in heaven, who is willing to allow you to live. And you are going to serve him, serve us. But nonetheless, I want you to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 15. If you don't do anything else, read that, all of it, because it's important. Just as Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, read all of it, and you'll see that you white folks are not, understand me, I'm saying you are not the chosen ones. We are the black folks and the brown folks. We are the, we're black and brown, or we're like the dirt of the ground. That's what he said he made of. He made people of. He did not say he made us of sand or anything white like that. Understand, black folks, we are the chosen people. I don't know how else I can say it. Let me introduce myself. I have forgotten to introduce myself. Hopefully, I will do it quickly. Now, let's say a short prayer. Father, thank you for allowing us to come on radio and say, as you have said to me personally in a dream, feed your sheep. And that's what I'm trying to do. Thank you, Father, for blessing us to keep natural disasters away as well as chemical disasters. I noticed that all those people were in the southern states where I come from. One of them are flooding. I hope you will let them read the Bible so they'll know that they're not the chosen people and that that's why they're being punished. That's what I actually think. They are being punished. And the reason why I think they're being punished, just like when we were slaves for 430 years, the way that our father had to make them let us go was to put 10 plagues on them. The plagues of the blood, turning the rivers into blood, then frogs, lice and gnats, then fire, then their livestock, and that means their sheep, horses, donkeys, camels, everything, cows, then boys, then hail and with thunder and fire, then locusts, then darkness for 3 days. And that, I think that that's why I'm thinking you are punishing them with floods and all that kind of stuff, fire. And the last one was death of the firstborn, even of their children. That's right. That's, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for keeping us alive and allowing us to read about the Bible to find out who we are. We are the chosen ones. They are not. Excuse me. Even though they rule over us, they are not the chosen ones. We are. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us sane, sound minds and keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from us. Thank you for choosing us, Father, even though we are stiff-necked, means that we are stubborn. Thank you for choosing us. Out of all the people in the world, you have chosen us. And I thank you, thank you, thank you. Even though we've gone through hardships, things that we should not have gone through. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, thank you for saving us, giving us right mind, and allowing us to read the Bible to find out who you are as well as who we are. They are calling us. They called us everything in the book except for the chosen ones of God. Now watch. They are going to try to change this Bible, but I have, with replacement theology or so-called replacement theology or another Bible, I heard that on the radio. There is no Bible better than your Bible. Thank you, Father. Let me introduce myself, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone, if you are allowed to be happy. And hopefully, I will be allowed to be happy by these white folks who are, I might as well tell you, someone is stealing from my bank account. Yeah, sheep. Someone is stealing from me, and I don't have nothing. Maybe $200 or $300, whatever. They are stealing. I should not tell you that on the radio, but they, my state income tax refund does not come to me. I don't know where it goes. And the bank said they don't know either. That's why I left one bank and started with the new bank. That's why I left them. Well, again, thank you for listening to my program. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, we have just read over those within the last 2 weeks, and I tell you all because to read Exodus chapter 20. That's where I read the Ten Commandments. But you can find them here, and most of you, whether you're a sheep or not, But whether you're a chosen one or not, you choose to follow Constantine. Pope Constantine. I was in college. I should have learned that in the 11th grade. But I was not taught that. I was unable to stay in college because I didn't have money to keep up with the learning. Then I wasn't really smart enough. So my grades would say. But I was smart enough to hear my father in heaven and in a dream told me to feed his chicken and wouldn't let me go. That dream bugged me until I started feeding his sheep at WHPR, was it 205? That's when I started, and I think I started here in 206. Let me start reading the Bible, because that is more important than telling you who I am. I do ask you, sheep, to have your three P's, your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you may be able to jot down some scriptures that I may state to you, as well as in the young people now have their notebooks and tablets and computers and all that. I have a computer, but I don't have a notebook or tablet. Nonetheless, I am in Deuteronomy. I think I've read chapter 10 to you before, and I have chapter 11 circled here. That's where I'm going to start today, but I'm going to ask you, sheep, if you have not read chapter 10, or if I have not, please read it for yourself, and maybe when I get finished reading the book of Deuteronomy, I'm going to go into the book of Joshua. Thank God for that. When I was a young woman, I maybe was 20, the mother of a church had me to read in Joshua, where it says that, but in my house, we will follow the Lord. And that was what I was supposed to read about and talk about. And I did a terrible job, but I thank her for calling me out. And my Father in heaven had called me out, and I heard him, and I didn't want to do it. And I didn't do it for years. I think it was 27 years I didn't do it. But then I finally did it, and I thank him for doing it. Now I'm seeing why. I am seeing why he wanted me to know that he was my father, that we were chosen. And I have read that this last month and this month. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for pulling me out of the world of sin. I had this smell of sin on me, the stench of the sin that when people go into church and they are not following God, they have the stench of the world. You be smelling like the world. You don't smell right. And now I don't smell like that. I don't have the stench of the world. Thank you, God. Let's read chapter 11, verse 1. Start there. Chapter 11. I see that I've written there. I'm supposed to start it on 6:12:19. Thank you for letting me write that. There. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge. You keep his ways and his statutes and his judgments and his commandment always. I hope that pastor out in Pontiac, because I think he's smart telling the people to read the Bible, but he's omitting the New, the Old Testament. He doesn't believe in that. here the it says, and keep judgments and his commandment always. That's what you're to do. Read the Old Testament, children. You should read the whole entire Bible. In verse 2, and know that this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement, the punishment, the whipping of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles, and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land. We have not done, seen it or done it. He's telling the truth here. Verse 4, and what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses and unto their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued you, as they pursued after you. We children, they pursued us. They did this now. Them, as they have pursued after you, and how the Lord has destroyed them unto this day. If you don't read your Bible, you will never know this, these things. I will tell you as best as I can, and then this, I need to finish this so you will know. And in verse 5, you need to let me stop babbling and tell you what our Father has had the prophets to write unto you, and what he did unto you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did unto Dathan, that's spelled D-A-T-H-A-N, and Abiram, is spelled A-B-I-R-A-M, and the son of Eliab, that's spelled E-L-I-A-B, and the sons of Reuben, those, they were, I forget this guy's name. I read about that unto you, that this guy was he was opposing Moses. But anyway, all these were destroyed. And this is how it was done. How the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their household and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all of Israel. I forget who was it? Oh man, I forgot his name. Was it Iris or Cora? That said Cora. You see, if you read in the book, you'll find that Cora and some of the people, these people, Dathan or Aram and Elizabeth and some of the sons of Reuben, they opposed Moses, and our Father swallowed them up because they were opposing Moses. They were opposing him. Let's go. Verse 8. Therefore shall you keep the commandments which I command. Command means to order you this day, that you may be strong and go into possess the land where you go to possess it. Verse 9, and that you may prolong your days on the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give to them and to their seed. We are the seeds of our Father, the chosen ones, of the black race, not the white race. I don't know. Oh, they gained in power because our forefathers' parents disobeyed our Father in heaven. So I'm telling you, read the commandments, do all the things, do all his charge. He has told you in verse 1 of chapter 11 to do all of his charges, statutes, and judgments and commandments always. And as I read, hopefully, I will be able to read the entire Bible to you so that maybe I should start another day, 3 days out of the week, having a program, the Feed My Sheep program, to come on the air because I talk too much and I should read this Bible. And so I just finished reading verse 9. Let's read verse 10. For the land where you go goes in to possess it is not the land of Egypt from which you came out, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your feet, with your foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land where you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. So where are we to go? Our Father is to send us back. He is coming back. I feel it. It's not what I feel, but it's what I'm reading here. And if I shut up and read what he's saying, you will know that our Father is going to come back and get us, and not as the perpetual lie that is being told that they were put there in 1948. Our God Father in heaven has not put us there in 1948. We are still here. And in the other places, our land is being taken over there by the children of Satan. And I don't understand why these preachers, the white preachers, are saying that they are the chosen one when they're not. I tried to give you an example of Potiphar's wife saying that Israelite that you bought her tried to rape her when he did not. I want you sheep to read this for yourself because I keep interrupting myself and I want to go and read it all to you this day, but I am not going to. I'm going to have to stop and pick up this Friday. I come on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. as well as Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Write that down for yourself so you can follow with me. You sheep, I call you my babies now. You're my children. You're my sheep. You're mine. God gave you to me. He said to feed his sheep. He wants me to tell you what's in the Bible. And I'm going to tell you before they come up with some replacement theology or alternative to what is said in the Bible. I heard a guy on what radio station? They changed. I have a certain radio station that was religious that I listened to all the time. And then this station was sold out, and they put this guy on, and he had someone to be on his program. And I was just listening to him, and he was talking about another Bible, you will not get another Bible as good as the one that we have. I forget what he called it. I think it was replacement theology. I don't know. But when they get ready to do another Bible, hopefully your sheep will go and get plenty of Bibles so that you can read it to your children, your grandchildren, day and night, so that you'll know that you are the chosen ones of our Father. But by land, whether you go to possess it, is a land of hills. We're going to see hills and valleys and drink water of the rain from heaven. And the land which the Lord your God cares for, the eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even until the end of the year. Listen, saints, our Father is going to be with us always. I'm happy that he cares that much for us. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken, that is to listen diligently. Always listen. Taking your time to listen unto my commandments, which I command you or order you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your souls, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and your wine and your oil. And I will send grass in your field for the cattle, that you mayest eat and be full. Take heed, that means to pay attention to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived. Our heart has been deceived because we don't read the Bible. They have deceived us. The whole world has been deceived. Read Revelation chapter 12 and 9. It will tell you the whole world is being deceived. And if you read this Bible, he is opening up our minds. He told us to take heed, and that's to pay attention to ourselves, to your heart, that your heart be not deceived, that you may turn aside by marrying other women of other races. Your heart may be deceived. Well, probably he tells you not to do that. He tells you not to do that. I forget which chapter I read where he tells you not to marry these other women from the other races. If I can remember where, but that was years ago. I can't remember where. I only have 90 seconds. Let me circle this so that I know that I am stopping off at verse 16 of chapter 11. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Remember to study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for allowing us to come to you to bring as much of the truth to your children as you will allow. Thank you, Father, for being so good to us and restoring us to our rightful place in heaven. Father, thank you so much. In Jesus' name, thank you for protecting us always from the evil one, even in our sleep, Father. Thank you for blessing us to keep and keeping us from Satan. Thank you for keeping Satan away from us. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Remember, saints, in James chapter 4 and verse 15, it says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back. That's what I'm saying. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you, sheep, Saturday. I thank you. I thank you. Remember, sheep, I want you to read your Bible so you can learn, like I have learned, that we are the chosen ones. We are the chosen ones. Goodbye. Goodbye. I'll speak with you next time, hopefully this Friday at 5. Goodbye for now.